college football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt preseason highlight show featuring the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and Coach, another great year of college football is about to begin. Sure seems like a long time since last season, doesn't it?
Hello there.
Yasha Foymi, Coach. Yasha Foymi, the host of your show for the last 13 years or so. It'll come to you. How was your summer?
I went to a lot of football games.
In the summer?
Well, the future of college football looks pretty bad. These kids these days just want to kick the ball with their heads, and they hardly ever tackle anyone. They get right up to the goal line, then they go for a field goal instead of trying to run it in.
I believe those were soccer games, Coach.
I couldn't keep track of what down it was, and no one spoke good English.
Well, speaking is a luxury you don't enjoy at the Nebraska School of Mimes, Coach. What does 1994 hold in store for the fighting?
Long bombs.
A big play passing attack?
Passing.
No, of course not. What about the rest of the country? Who's number one?
Perennial favorite, Bowling Green.
Well, let's be quick to point out Bowling Green is your perennial favorite, not anyone else's. Season gets underway Saturday with a kickoff classic, West Virginia and Nebraska. Who's going to win, Coach?
Well, it's supposed to be a big trip for the players, get to travel to exotic places and stuff. But what's the difference between West Virginia and New Jersey? Dank, dour, forbidding, ominous, it's all the same. Bummed out by irony, West Virginia won't get up for the game. Nebraska wins 87-3.
The Mountaineer is buried in a landslide of literary devices. Thanks for your insight, Coach. Till next time, everybody, keep your Gold Bond medicated baby powder dry. I'm Yasha Foymi.
America's favorite night returns to station number H this fall with a Thursday lineup of laughter and blood. First, what would you do if an evil wizard moved next door to you? Laugh away on Pentangle Street.
You haven't returned the table saw you borrowed.
Change me back. Please change me back.
I'll find it myself, Mr. Mouse.
Then, see the world as only a television character can see it. Not based on Forrest Gump, it's Woody Grump.
Well, hey, kid. Teach me how you move your hips like that.
No. Life's like a box of chocolates, all melted and gooey, and you always get the wrong one.
Thank you very much.
Finally, it's the return of the boy whose head is shaped like a sheep. It's Muttonhead.
Class? Who can tell me where wool comes from? You, the kid with the smelly head.
When your head is shaped like a sheep, people assume you're an expert. What a terrible stereotype. Thursday means comedy at the expense of the odd. Pentangle Street, Woody Grump, and Muttonhead, only on station number 8.
Are you tired of sitting around the house stuffing envelopes for enough cash to cover the next trip to the Keno Parlor? Now, there's a way to make great money, have fun, and help society, all from the comfort of your own home. When you work for Idle Hands Teleslaughtering, yes, you can dispense instant death on the phone. Death to the useless dregs of society. Oblivion for the irritating ne'er-do-wells or hypercritical fuss budgets. The power of an executioner's axe at your command when you work for Idle Hands Teleslaughtering. Plus, you get $25 a minute guaranteed. 19 weeks vacation, 17 holidays, including Groundhog Day, NFL Draft Day, and Elvis's birthday. We pay you while we train you. Train you to kill. Kill with long distance, local calls, or even just by putting someone on terminal hold. And at Idle Hands Teleslaughtering, you'll also dispatch cows, sheep, even chickens via cellular phones, pay phones, designer phones, godlike power, plus free breakfast, lunch, dinner, and carrot cake daily. Join now and live. Wait, and you may be on our list. Now hiring Idle Hands Teleslaughtering, a reputation for savagery. Don't call us. We'll call you. For savagery. Okay, I'm going to have to speed it up.
Gee, what are you eating, Bill? It smells great.
It's black-footed ferret stroganoff, Joe, from Tamerlane Endangered Foods.
Wow, must be expensive.
You're darn right, but it's worth every penny.
Tamerlane Endangered Foods, huh?
Yeah, like these snail darter sticks. Rhino loaf?
Oh, that looks good. With or without horn?
Tamerlane Endangered Foods makes both kinds, Joe. And the hair is cheetah on a stick.
Mmm, corn cat.
Panda stew, manatee salad, and here, Joe, have a great horned owl patty.
On rye.
Have it your way, Joe. Tamerlane Endangered Foods lets you eat like the carnivore you are at your deepest genetic level.
Tamerlane Endangered Foods. Where can I get them, Bill?
Anywhere. Ernest Hemingway books are sold, Joe.
Just look for the frightened lemur on the label.
Hello, I'm Donald Fair of the Major League Baseball Players Union.
And I'm Richard Ravitch, representing the owners. We haven't reached an agreement on ending the strike yet.
But we do want to announce that we've consulted a psychic who has delved into our past lives.
Turns out that in an earlier incarnation, we were the negotiators who failed to reach an agreement on the issues that led to the Hundred Years' War.
So now we're really depressed and probably won't meet again, ever.
If you're interested in knowing your past lives, the number is 1-800-DESPAIR. That's 1-800-DESPAIR. It's been very helpful.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
I'm Madam X. If you have roadblocks on your road to total fulfillment, call my psychic hotline. See why you should just give up. Call 1-800-DESPAIR. When things look hopeless, I can explain why they are. It's 1-800-DESPAIR. You have the mark of the pentagram, my son.
That's Ken Griffey Jr.'s autograph.
Good morning, America. This is a special edition of the Plush Limburger Show. America held hostage. Day 22,507 since a new deal of FDR took over. Day 21,990 since Social Security. Day 21,580 since the establishment of the Tennessee Valley Authority and the Rural Electrification Administration. Day 17,885 since the staged defeat of Japan in World War II. Day 17,498 since the creation of the One Worldism UN. Day 12,980 since a rock and roll song hit the top of the charts. Day 9,986 since the invention of the birth control pill. Day 8,760 since the creation of the EPA. Day 7,620 since the first R-rated movie. Day 5,475 since Otis and Diver started broadcasting. Day 4,555 since Ollie North protected his country. Day 2,211 since Ted Kennedy realized he might have a problem. Day 701 since Clinton was elected. Day 611 since my taxes went up. Day 290 since the appointment of a Whitewater special prosecutor. Day 22 since the appointment of a Whitewater special prosecutor. And day 1 since I found out my wife is a feminazi. She won't let me eat kolaches with pizza. I'm telling you, it's America held hostage.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go to the State Fair.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. Where's Ann Margaret when I need her? I love the state fair. Any place where you can watch them blow dry a 2,000-pound steer is a must-see, you know? You know, they bring in these white charolais, them big ones. Slip a little industrial-strength Grecian formula in the brush bucket. A couple hours later, that ivory-white beast looks like Ronald Reagan at the height of his jet-black hair power. Oh, that upsets those 4-H'ers. Aw, heck, sonny. You're just going to sell them to Ralph's Gravy Boat Restaurant anyway. Stop your sniveling. Yeah, the other thing I like about the State Fair are the great carny people you can meet on the Midway. Friendly folk, those carnival professionals. I always take along my lead-weighted softball. Well, I know I broke the shelf and went completely through the back wall of the booth, but I did knock down all the milk bottles, and you owe me that 38-cent stuffed Madonna doll. Put the knife down. I got another softball, buddy. Sure do miss the freak show, though. It's not politically correct anymore, so they don't book them. Though during an election year, all the politicians scurrying about are a good substitute. Wonder whatever happened to Joey the Beaver Boy. That guy could gnaw through a maple branch quicker than you could say, pass me another corn dog. You know, I think he married Rita the human shop vac. I wonder what the kids are like. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's see how my red cayenne pepper pie did in the bacon pavilion, huh? Bring a fork and a fire extinguisher, won't you? Where'd that other softball go? Golly. Hey, Kearney guy, get over here.
Hi, this is Diggy Schmooze, and listen, I'm out of everything. That's right, my inventory's been sold, and I'm now a successful zillionaire. Now, I always said when I was the richest guy on Earth, I'd use my money to do good. So, here I go. Announcing the Diggy Schmooze Nutrition Label Chewing Contest. Just peel those nutrition labels off your favorite food, chew them up for a while, and send them to me, Diggy Schmooze. Some labels are printed on the package, of course, like frozen pizza boxes and chuckle wrappers, so it's okay to cut them up before chewing. And what am I going to do with them? Well, I'll be moving in right after the troops into Haiti to sell them to the Haitians as genuine American art for a big profit. To enter, chew up a label and send the wad along with a $20 entry fee to Diggy Schmooze Label Contest, Box 1, Secret Air Base, Guatemala.
If your bank or financial institution offers low-interest loans or even free checking, please listen to this important announcement. The overeager State Bank now offers no interest in checking checking. No interest in checking checking is better than low-interest loans and better than free checking. Why? No interest in checking checking at the overeager State Bank offers checking that we don't care about. We'll never check your account to see how much you have. We'll never send you a monthly statement, an overdrawn notice, or anything whatsoever. Once you open your account, that's the last you'll ever hear from us. All you have to do is write checks. You never even have to make a deposit because we have no interest in checking your checking account. Write a check for $1 million. We'll issue the money. Write a check for cash at any of our 10,000 street corner locations. We'll hand over the dough and toss the check in the garbage. We will never check your balance. We have no interest in doing so. Open an account at the overeager State Bank with as little as 50 cents. Act fast and receive a free gift. Your choice between an all-expense-paid vacation to anywhere in the world every 6 months for the rest of your life or 10 pounds of pure solid gold. Then, just write checks for as much as you want. No interest in checking checking, only from the overeager State Bank.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, exploring men's sensitive side with reflections on the end of summer. Wasn't it a great idea to have the 4th of July in the middle of the summer when we really needed a break? Speaking of breaks, wasn't it something how every Major League Baseball player had a career-ending injury on the same day? And just why did NBC drop David Letterman? I sure miss his show. There weren't any floods this year. Well, none that affected me anyway. And what was the most beautiful sunset of the summer? Wasn't it the one that found you holding hands with someone you love? Or was it that colorful one that scared the dogs away because of the volcanic ash in the air and brought on that swarm of bats that lasted night after night? Six of one, half dozen of the other. That great giant worm that ate sightseers at the Grand Canyon sure put a damper on tourism. And speaking of worms, my favorite fishing hole's been taken over by sheep ranchers. There's a range or lake war a-brewing. Well, looks like summer's ending just in time. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
There's no level there.
Yeah,
when will the world end? What can you do to be ready? How can you survive? Where are the answers?
Hi, I'm Dr. Melanoma Parenthesis, and I know. I'd like to tell you, I'd like to help you face Armageddon with a smile.
Who really rules the earth? Why don't they want you to know? What are your chances of winning at Powerball, really?
Send for my book, entitled, These Are the Final Days. Please allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. I want you to know what's about to hit you. It's terrifying, even if you are taking Prozac. It'll chill your soul.
Are the saucers coming for you? Will you be ready? Who are the cattle mutilators?
In the coming days of fire and tribulation, I believe my book will help you. And if you order now, I'll send a map that may help you escape, including directions to the armed compound where I live. Live and wait.
The address, Dr. Melanoma Parenthesis. These are the final days, 811 Main Street, Ground Zero, California, 90033. Please include gold bullion.
Yes, I'm waiting for the end of the world with a smile. I'd like you to smile, too, until the monkey people from inside the planet emerge to gnaw on our bleached bones. Right today.
Now you can stop being hypnotized. 2 out of every 3 Americans is over-hypnotized, but now you can escape this vicious circle by attending the Stop Being Hypnotized seminar this Friday night at the Nifty Lobby Motel in
Omaha.
Let world-renowned former flight attendant Dr. Doris Dibbledoo show you how you can stop being hypnotized.
I'm Doris Dibbledoo. Over 7 billion copies of my book, Get That Watch Out of My Face, have been sold worldwide. Now, I'm coming to
Omaha
to teach you how you can avoid being hypnotized. You don't have to be hypnotized. I can show you. Yes, I can show you. Eyes so heavy, can't stay.
Hypnosis strikes when you least expect it, but you don't have to be hypnotized. Come to Doris Dibbledoo's one-time-only seminar, Stop Being Hypnotized, this Friday at the Nifty Lobby Motel in
Omaha.
Doris Dibbledoo is a certified non-hypnologist with degrees or attendance records from dozens of institutions. Seminar just $44.44. Please, no doctors or educators. Open to the general public only in
Omaha.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen. Go! There's Big Red. Hey, there's no bigger Zuri, Nebraska, Oklahoma fan than me. It's football season, and every real Gers Go Big Red Soon fan needs lots of souvenirs from the University of Zuri, Nebraska, Oklahoma. But there are no souvenirs like the Dickie Schmooze Tiger Husker Soon official team gear. Look, a bottle of air from inside the football used in last year's big game against our hated rivals. Can't get much closer to the action than that. Just $8.98. And for the family, co-ed in gold, red, purple, lipstick, $15 a tube. And don't forget, for just $25 an ounce, gold, red, purple, perfume. Send your orders in now to Dickie Schmooze Team Gear Box 1, College Station, American Samoa. And go, Big Red Soup!
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's have sex. Vive la difference. Whoopee. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. I hate that song. Rated R. Parents should monitor their young teens during this episode's adult situations. Full frontal speech right here on the radio. All the naughty bit, huh? Ready? Okay, let's sex. Here's a baby chick. Now tell me, what is it, boy or girl? Rooster or hen? Broiler or fryer? Oh, they hate when you say that. You know they do, but they know. Oh, you know they know. Okay, now. Yeah, here's a baby chick. Turn it upside down now. Take a peek. Can't tell, can you? Can't tell? All right, now, let's try a calf. Turn it upside down. Well, that was easy, wasn't it? He's a boy. And he'll remember you. Don't be getting in the pen with him in a couple of years, because he'll remember. Okay, now try that baby chick again. Still no clue, huh? Okay, try the mail carrier. Remove from the Jeep, flip it over, it's a girl. I think that's a federal charge there. Now, try the baby chick again. Maybe you're catching on. Still can't tell, can you? Well, try the pit bull, Sally Struthers. Oh, you're no fool, are you? The name gave it away, didn't it? Good thing for you, too. Okay, now, you give up on sexing the baby chick? Here's how you do it. Take the chick, and take this egg, hold the egg in front of the chick's eyes. See him get real wide and bug-eyed there looking at it? Now, that's a hen. See, she looks at that huge egg, and she knows. Oh, she knows. Owie. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, hunting season's almost here, so let's go put the claymores in the windbreak. I love to smell a cordite in the morning. Charlie don't hunt, huh? You know, catch my drift.